Today's daf is daf Chaf Beis, but being as we began a very important sugya that was quite complex, I'd like to review the sugya from the beginning, about one third of the way down, which is the sugya of opening competing businesses. On Ravuna. So we deal with Ravuna, who says that Aibar Mavu Adikir Echaya. If someone in a mavu has opened up a grinding store, and then another one from the same mavu comes and puts another one up right next to his, he can prevent him. You have eating into my customers, and you're taking away my parnas. Can we bring a riot from the following, which seems to disallow competition, even though it would appear that everybody has the same rights, which is the case here. It says, that if somebody is coming now as a fisherman to put up his nets in the same area where somebody else has nets, he has to distance them, the distance of the fish's grounds, its territory, the kama. This is a full parsa, which is four meals, it's like 4 kilometers. So it makes it very clear that even though two people have the same rights, if one gets there first, you can't steal his fish or fish for his customers. The Gemara, no. Shine, dug him is a different case. Because Dagim are Yavi Siara. Dagim have already staked out their area. They've looked at things. Now, Rashi learns it's because you have used your bait to get them used to coming to this area. And therefore, it's as if you were already kaining them. Others, Taina, there's no rights just because you put out money and invested and got them used to coming here that make them your fish. It would have to be that they flow in and out of your nets to eat your bait until such time as you're ready to pull up the net. So then you were kind of them literally by their being in your shus. Other learned Yavi Siara means the fisherman has noted the fish. In other words, he's after Moby Dick and he doesn't want other fishermen in the area making noise and preventing good old Moby from getting out there. It's completely different, but there are other approaches as well. But let's concentrate on our sugya. Amalei Ravina LaRava. Does this imply that Ravuna, who says that it is possible to prevent competition, even if a neighbor has exactly the same rights as you have, that he goes against the Dasa Rabbi, Aliba the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? It's not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Yechalek Chen Vanik Layot Vegozim Latinokot, Mipnei Shemagilan Avo Etzlo. A storekeeper is not allowed to give out free popcorn to kids in order to get them, when they do the shopping, to always shop in his store. Because that way he's stealing customers from the competition. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we are not allowed to engage in competition. And that would be the same thing over here. I open my Reichai, and that's what Ravuna is saying. Even though I could say, what do you mean? I have rights to be here just like you. No, it's competition. You can't do something that's competitive, like we're doing over here. The Chachamim, however, are matir that type of competition. So apparently, Ravuna holds it's also to compete. He must hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, no. I'll feel a tamer rabbanon. At kam lo pligi rabbanon leid Rabbi Yehuda atam. Ela do amar le ana kam afalgina amgozi. At plokshiuske. The reason that the rabbanon argue on there is as they say. The man can say back to the person who's complaining, look, I'm advertising with popcorn, or what's that stuff with it? It's not called popcorn. You know, it's that popcorn where they have nuts attached to it and honey. Cracker Jack. Cracker Jacks. So I'm giving out Cracker Jacks. You can give out almonds. Oh, this is not a good idea for his competitor, for the kids, let me tell you. Aval Hacha. In this case, Afilu Rabbanan Armeida, that he has a right to say, you're competing at me and there's nothing I can do about it. Kapasakir Lechiyute. Now, the Rishonim point out that, I mean, what do you mean? There's always ways to compete. I mean, just, why can't we have the same time over here? The underlying issue here is that in the case of the two stores coexist. Now, one is complaining that the other one is unfairly competing. But in our case, only one store exists. The other person wants to open it. So there, the Rabbanan may well be made at it. You can't begin competition after the person was already mazik, so to speak, in his customers. So would it seem that Rav Huna, who says that it's permissible now to prevent a person from taking away your parnasa, holds precisely like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo yechalekhen vanik loyot vegozim letinokot v'beishavar gilana v'etzla." You are now enticing the customers to you, and that's going to take away business from your neighbors. However, the chachamim are matiri, so apparently the chachamim are not cheshish for competition that's going to take away customers from one person. And it would mean that Rav Huna, who is cheshish for competition, apparently paskins against the rab. Is that what we're forced to say? Says the Gemara, no, we're not. Afilu tema rabbana. It may well be that Rav Huna is going on libid rabbana. Because at kama pliga rabbana alayt rabbi yudahatam aladarmale anaka mafagina amguzi at plukshiyuski. It's over there we have a situation in which each business can continue to compete, including competing advertising. So now you'll say, as Rishonim ask, I mean, so yeah, you can say the same thing about the Rechayim. You can get better deals. You can increase competition. I understand. If that's the issue, I mean, why am I saying necessarily stating customers? Therefore, the real meaning to the Gemara is not stam because you have alternative advertising. It's because of the difference in the case. In other words, you also need to add to this that there's nothing to prevent us from competing. Fine. Now you'll say, what right do you have to compete if I was here first? Huh? That's a different issue. Because in this case, it's talking about both of them were there. So if I was doing something that you couldn't compete against, that would be a different taina. But as long as the competition continues, it's not a taina. But over here, you're beginning to compete. I opened a chanut rechaim, so we opened simultaneously. I have my customers, so then you should have no right, says Rav Huna, even Aliba, the Rabbanan, to open up next door to me. You're taking away my customers directly. So to say that, no, so cut your prices, do something to attract customers, that's not sufficient for a business that wasn't currently in existence. You want to now make something here that's going to affect me. That you don't have a right to do, according to Rav Huna. Made thing. Here we have clearly a braita that says exactly the opposite of Rav Huna. It says, "Beferush oseh adam chanut betzar chanuto shechaveru." A man has a right to open up a similar store directly next door to another person's store. He can open up a merchatz betzad merchatzo shechaveru, or he can open up a bathhouse that competes with the next door bathhouse. Ve'ino yachol lemchot biyado. There's nothing you can do about it. Because yachol lomar lo, he can say to him, "Excuse me, buddy, but I own this piece of property the same way you own your piece of property. That's part of my rights of owning property. Where does it say that there's only one store that it has a right to be here?" So that's the opposite of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that a neighbor can actually prevent a store from opening in the same moment. And says the Gemara, it absolutely is against Rav Huna. That's true. However, it's a machloket tanoim, and Rav Huna paskins like another shita, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanya. Kofin b'nei nevaot ze'etze, shelo la'oshiv b'neihem. Lo chayad, v'lo borski, v'lo melamed tinokot, v'lo echad mi'b'nei ba'alei umniyot. But l'shcheino anu kofeyo. So b'nei mavoi, people who live in one mavoi, can prevent others from coming in and starting a tailor shop, or a tannery, or even teaching tinokot, which seems to be referring to tinokot shel nochrim, because otherwise we get into the problem of I thought you can't stop. Now, it's not so partial. The truth is that Rashi learns the entire sugi here is referring to what we colloquially call asagas gvul. It's not really the word that's used for this, but the pashtus is that we're talking about the general din. Can you prevent people from opening these kind of stores? But that's the way the entire sugi began. And indeed, the Rimigash learns the whole sugi like that. And that the idea of opening up a competing business is only a yotzei agav, the discussion whether bechlal you can prevent such businesses from opening. But let's take a look like Rashi. Rashi learns that the sugi is talking about there already is a business extent of this type. And the question over here is, can you prevent somebody else from opening up a similar business? So here it says in the Braita, a b'nei mavoi can be kofin one the other not to be moshiv, these kind of things. However, l'shcheino, if it's someone who lives in the same mavoi, eino kofeo. Now that's the opposite of Rav Huna, and clearly the chachamim over here are the authors of the previous braita that says you cannot prevent people from opening competing businesses. So you're saying you cannot compete. Somebody else is coming in from the outside, that's one thing. But someone who lives in the same mavui, It's your neighbor. You cannot prevent him. He says, I have as much right to do what I want here as you do. So in a similar case, you have two people that are opening stores downtown, and that's not called Shcheneo. Let's not get confused. In other words, the Shcheneo is not because you're nearby. The point of Shcheneo is that this area, which is our Mova, is as much mine as yours, and therefore I can't stop you. So Rav Huna says, you can't stop me. Who sheet is that? It's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, afu Shcheneo kofer. You can even prevent a neighbor because you were there first. And that is what Rav Huna is relying on. Now, Rav Huna bereder of Yoshua, not to be confused, of course, with Rav Huna, Rav Huna bereder of Yoshua argues on Rav Huna. Rav Huna bereder of Yoshua paskins like the Chachamim. So given that what the Chachamim say is that two neighbors do not have any rights, one more than the other, and having been the first to open a business does not give you rights to stop someone else from opening a business, we now need to define what we mean by neighbors. Remember, the Tanakhama said, "B'shcheino eino kofeir." But what is a neighbor? Is a neighbor someone in the same mavui, someone in the same city? How exactly would we define it? So he says like this, "Pshitali, it's clear to me that barmata, or barmata achriti matsima ati. Anyone in one town who has a business can prevent someone from a different town opening that business in your town. Because you could say, look, it's all very nice to say that I'm in mine and you're in yours, but you are not a member of this town, and we come first. So therefore, to compete against the people in town is improper. There was even a shaila, a very interesting shaila that the tour brings, where someone had wanted to move to a town to open a business, and the townspeople sued to prevent him from moving there, because once he would move there, then he would be opening a competing business. Right? The shaila came to the Rebbe Gash, this ridiculous suit. The person can move wherever the heck they want. Once they're there, they can do whatever the heck they want. You can't stop someone from coming because he's going to do this. So the only question over here is where you really don't live in the town. You're trying out to rent a place to be able to open a store next door to that same store. And that you can't do it. Not only next door, anywhere in the town. So as he can prevent a competing business that is owned by Walmart, but he can't compete. He can't prevent a competing business that's owned by a local.
Is it what?
Can he maintain this? Oh, that's a very good question. We have to look into it. So now, how do we define in town? Well, ishayach b'karga d'hacha lo matzi ma'akev. That's furthermore clear to me that as long as they are paying the same taxes, so in other words, if they're part of the tax base, and remember, as we said, in those days, the tax was defined on the area, and then they let the locals work out the payment. So if you're part of that tax base, then you cannot be ma'akev. He's considered to be a member of the town. Some learn that this is actually the svara, by the way, for being able to be ma'akev. Not that it's just an indication, but rather the idea of ikuva comes from the rights that sitting in a place are granted to a person by the government. So since I have this right, because I'm paying taxes here, I therefore have a right to open a store. Not stam because of the dinim of shkenut, but the mekor of these dinim of shkenut.
What's the case? Where's the guy opening up his store?
Let's wait. That's his very next question. Shaila is where he's opening up his store. Let's take a look and see. As a matter of fact, that becomes the key to understanding the problem of the sugya. We're talking about where he lives. We're not talking about where he's opening the store so far, right? So this is actually the important nekuda.
Okay, the tax, since I have a financial outlay, then I have the right to that.
So the question is like this. Furthermore, it is also clear to me that someone who lives in the same mavui, bar mavua a bar mavua de nafshe, he is certainly considered to be a shachet. And the Tanakhama said, you cannot prevent a shachet. If you live in the same avoy, you are definitely a shachet. That's clear. What I'm not clear about, says Rav Huna Breger of Yeshua, boy Rav Huna Breger of Yeshua, how about if you are a bar mavua, both people live in the same town, and you want to prevent a bar mavua achrina, another guy, from opening the same store? Now, this doesn't make any sense on the surface, because we just got finished defining shchenut in terms of the city, right? We just said, if it's clear to me that if it's the same tax base, so then you're considered to be in the same city, and you are a shachet. So when you're turning around now and saying, and how about if you live in a different mausoleum in the same city, it's crazy. Clearly what happened over here is that we've entered into a new realm, namely, where? Which was your question. So first the question is, anywhere in town where we have a downtown, we don't have shechinut in terms of living together. There the question, clearly somebody lives in town or pays taxes to the town, he can open up a business next door. Now I want to know, how about a neighborhood business, where it's inside of the mother? So someone who lives in the same neighborhood, he's considered to be a shachin, and according to the Tanakhama, not like Ravuna, he is able to be ma'akev. Unable to be ma'akev, right? Ravuna said you could prevent a neighbor. Tanakhama says you can't prevent a neighbor. Same neighborhood, you cannot prevent a neighbor. Okay. How about, however, if he's your neighbor in terms of being in the town? He's not your neighbor in terms of being in your mavui. Can he invade your mavui? That's the shadow. Or is he? How do we define it? In other words, the neighborhood of the town sufficient to say, well, he's a neighbor, he's got rights, you can. Or is the fact that he's in a different mavui, is that what is going to give him a din not of shchinut, as far as where he's putting the store? So that is a very important totsah of your question. The truth is that there's some discussion, that's where Tosfos seems for. There's some discussion among the Rishonim. The Rashba learns that the issue over here is that the guy is not really living in town. And he's only a member of town technically because he's part of the same tax base. He's paying taxes in town. So therefore, we're asking whether he's considered to be a shachin even in terms of the place. But in Tosfos, the mashmaut is we don't need to make that distinction. And just, we need to take into consideration two different issues. Public areas, in which case anybody in the tax base is part of the same downtown area, he can open up a store wherever he wants, and neighborhood stores, where it's a question of invading something that is a local use. And that remains a taku. Okay, Tosfos says that since Ravuna Bereder of Yoshua over here is paskening like the Chachamim, and he's also a Basra, Ravuna, we pasken like him. So therefore, the psak would be not like Ravuna. You cannot prevent a neighbor from opening up the store. And the only question is how far we extend that concept of a neighbor when it comes to a mavui. How about, says Rav Yosef, when it comes to teachers? Says Rav Yosef, Moda Ravuna, Bimakri Dardake Delo Matzimakim. Even though Ravuna, when we don't paskin like him, but even though Ravuna himself held that you can be ma'akev, a neighbor, from opening up a similar business, if that business is teaching children, then you cannot be ma'akev. The Omar Mar, Kinat Sofrim Tarbe Chokhma, because that would be a reason to have better education. This depends on how this depends. Tosfos has a whole discussion of what we're talking about, which goes back to the roots of the issues over here. If we're talking about non-Jewish children, and that was what it was referring to, v'lo malamit tinokot, then the question of whether you'd be allowed for somebody else to open up a store would be rather strange, because we made the difference between sofer that was armai and a sofer that was so. The usage of the non-Jew as the reference point means that it doesn't make any sense for me to talk about the chiyuv of the shchinut, so that he shouldn't lose his rights. So it becomes all discussion. The simplest way is to learn that we're talking about the lingua terra issue. There is also a machlokas about which Tosis brings, about whether it's true that you can add an additional place just because of the Takana Sezer. In other words, that you can open is one thing, but who's to say that you could add another one just because of Takana Sezer? By the way, I forgot to mention to you that there's also an interesting shaila about whether, and a big machlokas of the Rishonim, about whether this idea of the Takanas Ezra is, I'm sorry, I keep saying Ezra, I mean Yeshua ben Gamla. This Yeshua ben, let's think about this a year. This Yeshua ben Gamla Takana, once we allow the idea of these schools, is that because we're saying it's included in the Yeshua ben Gamla? Because now once that's there, it's a tzerech mitzvah, but this is true of any tzerech mitzvah. So somebody's doing something which is necessary. It could be a shul maybe, another shtivel. What do we need another shtivel here for? It could be the same thing. That's already a big machlokas, but there's just every tzerech mitzvah, whether it's really a din specifically in the sofer. back. Maybe now things have changed. Omer Menachem Bar Yitzchak, Umod Ravuna Bereda Rav Yoshua, who paskins like the Tanakama, and according to the Tanakama, remember, we have already, that even though he said that you can be Ma'akev, the only case would be to someone from a different city. There are even cases, I'll leave it, Ravuna Bereda Rav Yoshua, where you cannot be Ma'akev somebody from another city. And where is that? Avon salesman. So Barochlin Amarzirin Ba'ayarod the Lo Matzi Ma'akev. And this is the Takonas Ezra. There is no way to prevent competition for toiletries. The Omamar Ezra Tikenan Li Israel, Shiuro Khalin Machzirin Ba'ayarod Kadeshu Takshitin Mitsuyin Livinot Yisrael. So that. Sorry? Yeah, really is Avon. Yeah. No. Well, yeah, it's included. No, brushes are also good. What else would be included? Yeah. So, therefore, anything which is necessary for women to take care of themselves is considered to be a takrona for the binyan of Klal Yisrael, and therefore you cannot be ma'akiv. However, you'll note that it's dafka rochelin, has to be traveling salesmen to knock on your door. So animili la'aduri, that's only to go back and forth door to door, avalak ui lo, you cannot open a permanent Avon outlet if you come from a different city. You can only sell door to door. Now, if it's a Talmud Chacham who is going around over here to sell it, then I feel like Uenami, you can open up Rav Meisha's Avon shop. That you can do, even though it's Kavua. Kihadu Rava, we know that Rava was Matir to Rav Yoshia and Rav Ovadia, La'akbue de Locheokesa, which would be against the din for anybody else, but was included in again, there's many different approaches to what the Locheokata means. Whether since it was only a Takana Kala, so he felt it wasn't as Choshev as being Bechabit Tamina Chachomi, which is difficult to believe. So he said, the Locheokata Rashi says, Lefdim Mishrat Adin. So everybody says, what is that supposed to mean? I go Lefdim Mishrat Adin to be very nice to them if you're causing damage to other people. They don't really have a right to cause damage to. So there's some who learned that this was part of the takana, it means. In other words, we include within our original understanding that although we'd like to protect everybody, it's more important to allow that my time, akimid rabbanan, you know, atulitrude migir sasayu. If lamaisa, they're forced to spend their time in traveling door to door, they're going to end up being unable to maintain their learning.
And the main thing is that it should be available next time to come.
I'm not sure what you mean. Does one explain?
No.
On the contrary, we're saying why it wouldn't be available in terms of kvias is to protect the local businesses from another city. That was the point. We're not saying you can never be kovei an Avon store. We're saying you only have a right to invade the territory. There's no such thing as a salesman's territory that he can prevent another salesman from coming into if you're talking about Takshit Enosh. And therefore, to have a kvias, that's not part of Takonas Ezra, because that's not La'adure. It's only when you make it available door-to-door. So why are we allowing them to open if they're not making it available door-to-door? So they broadened the rights and were memayat the rights of the local businesses in order to provide for Tamei Chachamim. Yeah, I mean, it could be that that's part of it. I mean, they wouldn't have started if it weren't for that. You know, but I don't know that they were masbis on the Takana of Ezra. But that's the same assurance that he's referring to.
Who's shopping?
Well, the door-to-door, it's definitely the women. Right?
Because that doesn't seem to have anything to do with it.
Well, that's what Barnea is raising, is the question of why he's... that's why I'm talking to him, why he's... But I think it's good to do this afterwards. Okay. Yeah. Now, there was a maisa of Hanab di Kulayu, the Aita di Kulayu Lebovo. There were these traveling salesmen of di Kulim, or either... it's either used for baskets, or it's used for kettles. So in any event, they were traveling and selling this stuff in the city of Bavel. This doesn't mean in Bavel, Medina. Oh, to B'nai Mata. So the other people that had such businesses in town, they took them to court. To come back to Aleh. Oh, to the Kabbat Ravina. So Ravina was the one who heard the case. Omar Lahu, and he said to the locals, you can't stop them. Because basically, this is fair city. People come from all over on the days of the show. and mi alma atu, the people that come here to do business, and li alma lizvinu, they came from out there, let them sell to out there. In other words, because they're not really interfering with your local business. You don't have a right as local businessmen to claim that everyone that comes to town to bubble to do business is coming to you. This is a metropolitan place where people are coming. So if it's the day of the shuk, where people do come from outside the city, I can sell as well as anybody else to people from outside the city. There's, by the way, some discussion, whether this means literally the fair, which happens only once or twice a year, or whether it's the standard shuk day. Almost all of the Paiskim say standard shuk day. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be this major, as long as people come from outside. So, v'hanimila b'yom ha'deshukah, this is dafka. If it's the day of the shukah, v'below yom ha'deshukah, in achinami, then it's just locals, lo. Furthermore, even if it is a yom ha'deshukah, we're not allowing them to do whatever the heck they want. They can't start taking over the local salesman's route. They can only sell in the shuk, where people are coming. Because just because they came to town, b'yom ha'deshukah nami, lo amrin elezvonele peshukah, they have a right to sell in the open area, avala hadure, but to start going around the mata in the town, lo. Now there was a case where Hanu Amuroi, there were these textile sellers, the Aite Amra la Funara, they brought in wool into the city of Funara, and the local businessman sued. Mata akli ilui. I just want to point out that all of the discussions here seem to be discussions of retailers. People that are going to go from door. And Enoch Inami, the place can bring that wholesalers are not included in any of this. Because wherever you do business, people always look for suppliers all over the world. I mean, they get onto eBay, then they got, it's not a local business wholesale. So, Mamela, if you're talking about bringing in a shipment from somewhere, that wouldn't be a problem. Furthermore, and this is a very important machlokas rishani, how about if there's benefits to the local from yourselves? This is a big machlokas, the Rimigash and the Ramban. Rimigash says that all of this is only where the locals are not being affected by these takot. If Lamaisa, a Walmart, is going to open in town, which is going to bring in all kinds of things that they don't have, and is going to lower prices dramatically, then the locals can't prevent it. Because it's more important to provide for the local population than to provide for the local businessman. The Ramban argues on that, and he says, if you say that, then nothing makes any sense, because any competition is good for the local population and bad for the local business. So you'll have competition, you're going to drive prices down, and you're telling me we can prevent competition. That's coming from the outside. So why dafka Walmart? If the Gemara is taking into consideration the concerns of local businesses, even against competition, so how can you say we're more concerned for the population than the business? Anyway, this becomes already all types of, well, you can see how contemporary, it's amazing, right? But there's all types of balances that need to be matched between the different shitas in order to figure out when it's kedai, what's considered to be a drastic price cut, or just a competitive situation where some guy's going to take more on one thing. But everybody seems to be baited. That if you're going to be bringing in goods that would otherwise not be available, and your store is going to give a different selection, that then you definitely have a right to. You want to hear even one of the most amazingly contemporary issues? Imports. So the question is, if one guy is going to import goods from China, so they're nowhere near as good, but they're much cheaper. So there you're providing, I'm telling you, this is like, these are sugyas from hundreds of years ago, right? There's going to be bringing in imported goods that are not as good as the local goods, but are going to be significantly cheaper. So the question is, can they prevent them from doing that? Or is this included within the Rimigash's psak that, well, if you're going to get cheaper prices, then it's kedai, but it's cheaper prices, but it's a lousy product. Unbelievably contemporary. All of the issues are brought up, Lala. So anyway, so the wool sellers in Pumnahara sued to prevent these guys from selling. So he told them, I'm going to issue a restraining order. You don't, they have every right to prevent you from selling. So Omarley, they said to him, okay, but we already sold before you issued your restraining order. Some learned before the suit was brought, because they shouldn't have sold once they were being sued if they knew that they might be prevented from selling. But we already sold on credit. So if we sold on credit, once we leave town, we're never going to be able to collect. So how do we deal with that? We can't simply stay here and not sell and go bankrupt. We can't stay here for 3 months and not make any money. So we have Ashray. b'mata. Amar lohu, okay. So he said, look, zilu zavanu yishir chiyutaychu ad the akritu ashrayo ditchu ve'azlitu. Then we can grant you the right to sell sufficient for your own support during the interim period until you collect all of the credit that's due you, and then you get the heck out of town. Rav Dimi min Arda, otun aite grogrot besvina. Rav Dimi min Arda once imported a bunch of dried figs in a boat. Ormele Reish Galuta la Rava, the Reish Galuta, who lived in the town where he came, said to Rava, look, find out if this guy is a Talmud Chacham. I mean, he looks rather impressive. So, Pokhazitsu, Mirabanani, Nakit Le Shuka, hold the market for him. To hold the market means prevent other people from selling until he's sold out, because that's one of the courtesies that's done to a Talmud Chacham. He doesn't have to sit there and wait for his stuff to be sold, because otherwise he's never going to get any learning done. So, Rava told Rav Adabar, Abba, Pok Toilei Bekankani. Go sniff his barrel, which is taken from wine sniffing to see whether it turned into vinegar. Is this the real thing, or it just looks like a wine glass? Yeah, that's it. No, they didn't check tzitzis in those days. We only have one situation in the Gemara where they checked somebody's tzitzis, in that they noticed that he wasn't wearing tzitzis, and it was Erev Yom Kippur, and they said, how come you're not wearing tzitzis? And he explained why he's not wearing tzitzis. In any event, so Nafak Rav Adabar Abba went to check him out. So he asked him this marvelous shaila. If an elephant swallows a basket and then excretes it whole, what would be the din? Does it have a din of dung, which is not makabel tuma, or does it still have a din of a basket, which is makabel tuma? Actually, the Gemara ends up elsewhere explaining that we're not talking about the whole basket, we're talking about the reeds that you make the basket. But I mean, this is certainly the kind of shayla that comes up every day, and you would expect, Rav Adabar, you would expect rather that Minardo would be a buck in it. So anyway, he was shocked at the question. He said, oh my gosh, my new Rava, you know, lo habibi yada. He didn't know. I haven't the slightest idea. So he says, you know, I heard there's this big Talmud Chacham in town, Rava, you know, you must be Rava to ask a question like that. So he taps him with his sandal, or some say he tapped on his sandal, which is a way of, you know, saying, little boy, you tap on a guy's shoulder, little boy. Between me and Rava, there's a few miles, you know. But between you and me, there's also a few miles. Ve'didila Rava, ikatuva. Mihu, you're in bad shape, because al korcha ana Rava. I don't have to be Rava. I'm already your Rav, because I know what you don't know. And Rava is the Rava, the Rava. So you're an idiot. And lo nakit l'shuka, they did not hold the market for him. And what ended up is that he lost the whole thing because he couldn't sell it quickly enough. And plus, he grogros today, and his grogros went to pot. Yeah. Yes, yeah. See, it was a very sad story. Otelekami to Rav Yosef. So he goes to Rav Yosef to tell him over this story. Omalei, he says to Rav Yosef, Chazimar, my Avdele, look at the way that they treated me there. I mean, to embarrass me like that, to tap on me with the shoe, and I, on my legs, the Rav Yosef says, let me tell you something. Man de lo shaye lu nita de malka de adem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had no patience. Even for the embarrassment of what was caused to the king of Edom, lo nishaye lo netech, he will not, believe me, he won't let this go by. Dichtiv ko amar Hashem. I'm willing to be mevater on three things of Moed, but al arba lo ashivenu. One thing that I'm not going to be mevater on is al sarfat smot melech Edom l'si. The melech of Moab took the heir of the throne of Edom, burned him, and took his ashes and mixed it with lime, and then painted the wall with it. That is such a chutzpah. Then I'm not going to be mevater. So if for a goy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not going to be mevater on that kind of treatment, believe me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to move Avata, and indeed Rav Adabar Abba dropped that. Right. So, Nog Navshid Rav Adabar Abba after Rav Yosef said that. So, Rav Yosef was very distraught. He said, oi, 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 ana nishte. It's my fault. I was the one who caused this. The ana lataite. Tosu says that the reason that they were trying to figure out who was responsible was because it says that someone who causes another person an onesh, ein machnis matana b'chitzator shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because gam enosh tzadik lo tov, vein lo tov el ra, and it says lo yagur b'megur ha-ra. So they were very concerned. This means that I'm locked out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machitza. It's my fault, said Rabbi Yosef, because I was the one who cursed it in this way. Yeah. Rav Dini Minarda said, no, it's all my fault. Ana nishte. The afsit grogros didi is because of me, ultimately. Baya Omar, no, it's my fault. Because, you know, he used to tell people, well, Adam Agrimitu Garme Be Abaye, I mean, instead of gnawing bones in Abaye's yeshiva, you could come to a real yeshiva where I learned by Rava, and then you could have something good to eat. Ta Aflu Bisra Shmena Be Rava. Come eat some serious stuff by Rava.
Why is that Abaye's?
No, and he was Makbid on it. Abaye was very Makbid on it. So he felt that was the cause of his Einash. He spoke that way about Abaye. The Maharsha points out that the gematria of Yal Kigam, which is the only place where we pass it like Abaye, is Garmi. It's okay, you want to gnaw on bones, get a couple of Yal Kigams out of there. I mean, why not come?
Oh, yeah.
And so it's my fault. Rava says, no, it's my fault, because Dichiyavi Azul Vetafkal Mishkal Unza, when he used to come, Rav Adam Arana used to go to the butcher shop to buy meat, and I had my guy there, my valet, I had sent out to buy meat for me. So he would tell the butcher that you have to serve me first, because I am more choshev than this guy that Rava said. Now, obviously not more than Rava, which he himself also acknowledged. But he said, Ana shekelta bisra, mikame shami de Rava. I should get the meat, I should be served before you serve the servant of Rava, the anadiftamine, because I'm greater than he is. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, it's definitely my fault. Ana anishte. Because what happened is that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak resh kalahavi, he was the one who used to give the drasha on the Shabbos before the regel of the dinim and so on. So ko yume mikame deneolakala marayet vahadei revada bar abel shmaitze. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak would never go into the drasha unless he had somebody to discuss it with before and to make sure that he got it straight. So he would always speak it over with Rav Adar Bar Abba first, and Hadar Ayla Lakala, and then he would go in, and he had a Seder that every day that he needed to give the drasha, so Rav Adar Bar Abba would show up half an hour before. Ahu Yuma, and that day, what happened was that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua grabbed Rav Adar Bar Abba, Mishum de lo havi bisi Yuma. He wasn't at the siyum, this is one shot that Rashi gives, he wasn't at the siyum that Rava had given at the end of the Maseches Becharos, where he discussed all of these dinim that we were about to discuss. And the others learn he wasn't b'siyuma, meaning he was not at the meeting where Rav Nachman had been appointed to say the drasha. So he wasn't aware. Anyway, so they said to him, Omrulei, Emelon, Anishmaitse, the Maisa Behema, the dinim of Maisa Behema that was at the end of the Masechta, which we missed. Hechi Amrin and Rava, what did Rava say? Amalu, Hachi Amar Rava, Hachi Amar Rava. Anyway, they were asking dozens of questions, and he realized what time it was. So, Adachi Nagalei Renagra Yitzchak, meanwhile, Renagra Yitzchak can't walk in because he doesn't feel prepared to give the shir. So people start coming. Amalei Rabban, Renagra Yitzchak, it's getting late. Why don't you go in? So Kum, the Nagalan, it's getting late. Lomayati, what are you sitting around for? So he said, well, I'm sitting here waiting for the coffin of Rav Adar Bar Abba to show up. And at the moment that he said that, Adachi Nafakala, the Nachlashi, Rav Adar Bar Abba, the moment he said that, indeed Rav Adar Bar Abba dropped dead. Mistavra, and certainly it seems that he was the most likely immediate cause. Mistavra to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Anje. So, as I said, it was a sad story. I mean, the mice, there's this question of what exactly was wrong, but the simplest shot is that just because he didn't know a halacha in some learn, it's because of the way he treated him with poking him and talking to him that way. But Rav Adar Bar Abba, you'll notice, himself says that it was because of his figs. You know. Rav Dimi says it's because of his figs. He didn't say, I mean, so that's mash, but he didn't know. He wasn't looking at that. So because of that, I mean, others learn that the pshat is that you're going to decide not to be nakat leishuka on the basis of something that it doesn't know in Tyrus? What about all the siddurim that he does? That's no reason to say he's not a Talmud Chacham. Jumping to that conclusion that was the hakadosh. You're on.
That's
the most you can do on mail. Getting back now to other types of damages that are caused. We talked about digging near a wall. Now we have the opposite. You're not digging. On the contrary, you are adding. So the way the Mishnah is constructed is very confusing. It sounds like you had a wall next to another guy's wall, and then maybe something happened to it, so lo yisbach lo kotel acher, you can't put another wall there, elim ken yirchik bimeno arba amot, unless you distanced it 4 amot from the other wall. And this is a little bit strange, because achalonot, we were talking about, if it comes to putting a wall up against windows, that means the problem here wasn't the problem of the blockage, because now we're discussing blockage. If there were windows, and there you're building a wall, so then Bein milamalan, bein milamatan, bein mikenegdan arba amot. There you need 4 amot, not only keneged the distance horizontally, but your wall has got to be 4 amot under the bottom of the window, so that you can't stand on the wall, we'll see, and look in, or 4 amot above that you won't be able to see in.
No. Are we talking about 2 walls or 3 walls?
That's the crazy thing. We don't know what we're talking about. The Gemara's about to ask. If you're telling me that he had a kotel, I mean, the mashmaut is that first there is a kotel there, now you want to add a kotel. So if you can't have the first kotel, how did it get there? So, I don't understand what you're saying. So how did the first wall get there that you're saying, Mishaya, I mean, it sounds like there was a wall that was improperly positioned, then it fell, and you want to rebuild the wall, but you can't rebuild it because it's too close. And how did the first wall have a right to be there? Why couldn't you get the first wall to be torn down if it didn't have a right to be there? So something's funny about the Mishnah. Om Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, well, it doesn't mean that. You see, all it's really saying is that if you want to build a wall, that's what it's saying. It doesn't mean you already had a wall. So Habali smoke, if you're coming to put a wall, lo yismoch elein ken hirchit bimeno arba amo. Says Rava, that's a great shot except for one tiny little problem. Matkiv Rava, I mean, other than that, it says the opposite. It would be a great shot in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says, Misha yakot lo samach lo koto chavero katani. He had a kotel there. Now, how in the world does that read into somebody who thought of having a kotel there? Elama Rava, look, it's got to be talking about a guy who did once have a wall. The Misha yakot lo samach lo koto chavero. It was properly positioned. In other words, it's closer. It was originally Berichuk arba amot, and now it falls. So you still cannot be somek lokoter acher elin ken yirchik bimenum arba amot. My taima daf shadocha male lahata. The reason is if you're too close to the other wall, people no longer pass by. And if people no longer pass by because it's too tight of a getting through, they're not going to be trampling on the ground. If they don't trample on the ground, then you don't have any strengthening of the foundation of the wall, and ultimately it falls. So you can't do something to prevent that dafsha, which became, of course, the source of the modern Hebrew word for the accelerator pedal, for the reason that you press on it, based on this Gemara. So that's the dafsha. So now, that would mean, this, by the way, gives you a little, because, I mean, Rava, the Tosfos says, Rava doesn't make any sense either. Because if that's all you're saying, then the existence of the original wall is completely irrelevant. The Mishnah should just say, Habal is smoke, lo you smoke, arba amets, right? What are you saying? Meet nafal kota is irrelevant, nafal kota. But if the issue is dafsha, then that already gives you some grounds, excuse me, the pun, but it gives you some grounds for saying that there is a chiddush that's involved. What that chiddush is already the different Rishonim have different approaches. I mean, the Rush says the chiddush is that you might think, since the wall's been there the whole time, that you no longer need dafsha. I mean, it's been 20 years people are walking there. So the kotel was already there. So like, now I also need to include the continued dafsha. You know, there's just the opposite. If it's already been that close, people probably stop coming. You know, they're not. It's not such a big place that people are going to walk. But whatever it is, there's a slight chiddush that's involved in the pre-existence of a wall in that same space. Amar Rav lo shanu el koto gina aval koto chatzer im balis mok somek. This is only, we're talking about over here, a wall that doesn't have a lot of traffic on the other side. You don't need dafsha on both sides. That's what we said. Dafsha da hocha is ma'al al-asa. You're stepping on this side, you're going to be helping the wall all around. So if that's the case, if this is a wall of a chutzah, but there's a lot of traffic on the other side that's doing its own internal dafsha, so you don't need the dafsha on the other side. And therefore, in balisvok, so meh. Rabbi Yoshai Almer makes no difference. Echad koto gina, the echad koto chatzer, im balismoch, eno somech. Bottom line is, there's nothing like having the Murabim cut through the area next to the kotel to make sure that the wall is going to be properly strengthened. On Rav Yosef Bar Chanina, it's not really a machlokas. Lo pligi. Truth is that Rav Yosef Bar Chanina and Rav agree. It's the circumstances that are different. Ha bi'ir yeshana, ha bi'ir chadasha. One is talking about where, and now we clearly see the inyan of the rush, right? It was if it's a place that has previously had a lot of people that have been walking. So there we have, if it was a new city where people hadn't walked, so over there even the Kotel Chotzer requires dafsha. That's what Rabbi Yossi was referring to. He said, what's the nafka? Rabbi Yoshai was referring to. He says, what's the nafkamina? It isn't strong yet, so it needs to be strengthened as quickly as possible. Mashain came, if it's had a lot of time to settle in, there already there's an afkamina between a kotogina that never really got strengthened and a kotohat. Tanan, hachalonot, now, there's a serious problem with Rava's approach. Rava is claiming that we need to have a minimum of 4 amot distance because of dafsha. The Mishnah itself mentions 4 amot distance because of light. How do I know it's because of light? Well, there's a brighter that makes that very clear. Look at the Mishnah says, "Achalonot bein milamalon bein milamatam bein mikenegdan arba amot," and the brighter on the Mishnah is telling Allah that milamalon, the reason we need 4 amot above them is kedesh lo yatzitz v'yirdeh. We don't want him to be able to look down from the top of his wall into the next guy's rishon. Milamatan shelo yamod v'yirdeh. We need it to be beneath the window because we don't want it to be able to stand on the wall and be able to look at the other guy's house. We need 4 amot horizontally shelo yafiel in order that it doesn't make the area darkened. Now, if the issue is dafsha, it has nothing to do with the light. Anyway, you can't have a kotel next to a kotel with chalonot, without chalonot. You need to have the dafsha. If you get too close, you don't have anybody going by. So how do you explain that, Rava? So time is shelo yafiel. You see that the entire basis of the problem is that you're blocking access to the light for his window. But mishum dafsha lo, there is no problem of dafsha. Oh, says the Gemara, that's talking about achmai eskinan beba min hatzad. You know, we're talking about where the wall is not parallel to this wall. It's perpendicular to this wall. And therefore, most of the area will not be affected. People are still going to be able to walk around. And the only place where they're going to get into trouble is the area that is, let's say your wall is 1 foot thick or something. That 1 foot without dafsha is not going to be a problem. But it's going to be a problem for blocking light. Okay, that's a different issue. But as far as dafsha is concerned, we don't have an issue with dafsha in this case. Asks the Gemara Vekama, what would be the shear, according to the Tan of the Braita, to tell you not to be mob? Because in the Havamina issue, we thought that the Braita, the Mishnah, were talking about the same case, and that it was going on directly, the case of Arba Amot. But now we're saying that, no, actually, it's two separate issues. We have the issue of Dafsha, and then we have the issue of not being mob. And that in a case where you're coming, Minatzad, the Shaloh Yafil is not referring to a problem of Dafsha, because it's got to be talking about some other shear. What then might the shear be that the Braita is referring to? Because now we understand this, the way the Ramban explains it. Now we understand that maybe the entire Braita is referring to a much broader type of shear. The Mishnah was talking about a case where you, in fact, have gone the maximum. In other words, Rava told us the maximum is 4 amos. You're at 4 amos. So then the shear is indeed 4 amos. And that would be even true legabe chalonot. In other words, the distance of the angle of your re'iyah, assuming that your wall is 4 amos high, requires 4 amos from the chalon. But the Braita is saying that how about in a general sense, let's say your kota was 8 amot, or is there some other amount? That over there, because the angle would allow you to see even more into the window if it was lower, so then it has to be. Kadesh lo yatzitz v'yireh, whatever it is. If it means that it's going to have to be much higher in order to prevent any kind of riyah, so be it. Or much lower, so be it. But if that's the case, it means that the bright is not providing any specific amount. So when it says k'dei shelo yafil. What exactly would be the meaning of a shir k'dei shelo yafil? Omar Yeva chamu ad Asher bar Nidbach. Should say Omar Rav Yeva. So Rav Yeva was the father-in-law of Asher bar Nidbach, which made a Rav kimlo rochav chalon. It's like the distance of the width of the chalon itself. Now, most of the Peskim hold that this has nothing to do with the rochav of this chalon, so that it's giving you a proportionate distance. It's rather referring to a specific size that he's just being tefach on the chalon, which is a shear of one tefach. There's even a girsa in the Gemara that says tefach, so that a tefach would be sufficient not to be ma'afil if we're only talking about a little piece, so that you just have that one piece of wall. So it doesn't make significant ha'afala. V'alo metzitz, but if you're so close to the window, so can't you just peek in much more easily? It's talking about the Madirat Kotlo. What you do is you make the wall at a diagonal so that the top of the wall doesn't allow you to climb it and sit on it. It's just that it thick on the bottom, thick on the top, we're going off to one direction. But the problem is, how can you say that the meaning of this Harchoka is the Tefa? And that Shir of Kadesh Shalo Yafil, I thought the Mishnah says that the Shir is Arba Amot. Because as Tosis points out, in the case of the Chalonot, it's got to be the same issue that the Bright is worrying about, right? Because the Mishnah's got to be talking about Minatzad, otherwise why did it discuss Arba Amot in terms of the Chalonot? It would have been always that way. The only reason you could talk about Arba Amot specifically in terms of Chalonot was Kedei Shelo Yafil, because we're not concerned with the Dafsha. Otherwise, a wall with Chalonot or without Chalonot requires exactly the same amount of space, and that is the 4 Amot for Dafsha, unless it's Minatzad. So therefore, the Mishnah must also be Minatzad. If the Mishnah is Minatzad, then why does it say Arba Amot? You're driving me crazy. I thought the Arba Amot was because of Dafsha, and there's no Dafsha if it's Minatzad. But if it's because of Ha'afala, you said that we don't need Arba Amot. So you please explain yourself. Answers the Gemara, even though Nantan Arba Amot, Lokash Khan in the Brisa, which is talking about that all we needed, we just said, was the Melo Rochav Chalon, or Tefach, talking about where there was one wall that had been built at the edge of the window. Whereas in the Mishnah, it says you need Archoka for windows of Arba Amot, he's talking about that you've got two walls that are built parallel, both of which to each other, both of which are perpendicular to the sides of the window. So in a case like that, then you will, in fact, says Rabbi Aaron Gershon, have a lot of darkening because of the effect of the combined effect of two walls that doesn't allow light between. And there you would need, in fact, 4 amas. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Many learn the meaning of the 4 amas is 4 amas between those two walls. Coming up, Tashma, it also says in the next Mishnah, Takotum and Amaschila Arba Amot, Kadesh Zokefet Asulam. It's the same problem. Here we have a gutter, and it says that if you're building a wall, there need to be 4 amot between your wall and the other guy's gutter. Obviously, we're talking about a case where he was magzik or bought the rights to be able to have access to his gutter from other people that are in the chatzer. So if that's the case, it says you need to give him 4 amot so he can have enough space to have his ladder lean comfortably against his gutter for repairs. What do you mean? That's not the issue. According to Rabbi, the issue is dafsha. So why does it say that it needs to be for the gutter? Yes, the Gemara, Taima Mishum Sula, Ava Mishum Dafsha, once again, it's not an issue. No, says the Gemara. We're talking about over here that there are eaves, so that the gutter extends beyond the house. So there's more than 4 amas here to walk in terms of Dafsha. But if you want to get to the gutter that is at the edge of the roof, then you have to leave 4 amas from the gutter. That's a chiddush. Even though you have 4 amot till the eaves, till under the end of the eaves. So between the house you may have 6 amot, but you need those additional 2 amot in order to reach the gutters. We're talking about over here where the gutters are on a slanted roof. Because imishum dafshahu, akazavati tute. Anyway, you're walking under the gutter. So you don't need that space, extra space for dafshah. That's why the Mishnah says you still have a right to insist upon access by the ladder. Yeah, but he needs to have. How's he going to put it there? Omer Nachbar Yitzchak Umoni Ravuna Vereder of Yeshua Barochlin Omer Zivim Ba'ayarot Alom Batsima Akiv Yom Amar Ezer Tikeva Miso Shirak Lazim Ba'ayarot Kadei Shutak Shatim Etzidim of Not Yisrael Ani Mila Le'adurim Abu Le'adurim Lo Vitzumim Rabbon Rafsil Abu Nabika the Rav Sharlo Rabbi Yoshe Rabbi Vadya Lagbui, the local Kata, my timer, give the Rabbon and Nino Otter, the Twitter Nigiris sign. Hanu Dikulai, the Ita Dikulai Lubava, Otter, the Mata Kamaki, the Otter Kamir, the Marlu, the Amar Otter, Yes. They know the makir life. Amar lo, but what about itla nashrei b'mata? Amar lo zilu zavno shiruchi tereku. Alti akrito ashrei ditru and then asvitu. Rav Dini Narda, I think Rav Grot Besvina. Amar lo shkulo to Rav Apok Chazi. Itzo bimirabonu nunikit lo shuka. Amar lo Rav lo Rarba Apok Toile bekatkani. Nofak oz alboim le pil shubalak tifa mitzvit vikyader betar I. Ma, lo abe miyade. Amar lo, gosh, marni yo Rav. Topic like a sandal, I'm like, Bendy dealer, Rabbi Ikatuma. Mia Korva, Anna Rapka, the Rabba, the Rapka. Long not a Koshuka, Posit Grover today. I'll tell you, yes, I'm like, I see my after that. I'm like, Mandalo Shahaya, Leonita, the Malkade Dome, Lon Shahaya, Leonitika, the Thief Koma, Shemash for Shapi Shemoab, the Alarba, Lajiveno, also Vats Mot, Melech, Edom, the Seed. Nog Navshe, the Rabba Rabbi, yes, or oi. Anna Nishtari, Anna Taite. When Dimi Minarga, Anna Nishtari, as he grew up, did he? Abayama Anna Nishtari, Yomalu Rabbanan Abdimarmritu Garmi, Bay Abaye. Come along and ask what Bistra Shmena Bay Rava. Rava Anna Nishtari, Rabbi Yazel, Vetaf, Mishkalunsa. Omalu, Lotapke, Anna Shkilna, Bistra, Bikami, Shamin Rava, Dana Diftamine. Nagabay Yitzhak, Anna Nishtari. The Nagabe Yitzhak Reshkala, because human become the Nail Kala, right by the Ravada Barabala Shmite. Lohana Ila Kala, Uyoma, the Tor of Papa Runa, Redri or Shul of Vada Baraba, Bishum the Lavi Bissiuma, and Omra lay Amelon Hanish Mites for my Svehima, Echiam, Rino Rava, Omalo, Okamarava, Okamarava. Meanwhile, the Laki Nagale. So, what happened was, Amelon Rabbanan Nagabe Yitzhak, no, kum, Nagala, Lama Yatimar. Amalei, what do you mean? Yatim no kaminatul arts of Ravada Baraba. Adach enough a color, the dark nafsh, Ravada Baraba. And definitely it's Mistavu, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak was the one that was Anshu. Misha yakotalo sevul lakota kabiro lo yismoch lakota lacherelim kenirfik vimeno arba amot. Hakalonot ben milamalan, ben milamatan, ben mikenegdan arba amot. Vekama echisome. Omer Rav Yehuda, ochi ka omar, abol yismoch. Lo yismoch, I'm getting it to be menor ba'amot. Matki for Rava, and what about the language of the Mishnah? Mishaya kotlo sabach kotlo chavero katan. Elo amar, Rava, it's talking about Mishaya kotlo sabach kotlo chavero berichok ar ba'amot. He was samich kedin, v'nafa. So even though there was already ar ba'amot there for a long time, lo yismoch lo kotlo lacher, elo getting it to be menor ba'amot. By taima, the daf shadach amare lahatam. Amarav Lashon al Koto Gina, the Koto Chatzer, in Balzvok Somech, Rav Shai Omer, Echad Koto Gina, Echad Koto Chatzer, in Balzvok, Eno Somech, Omer, Bias Rebekani, Velo Pligi, Halbi Ir Yishana, Halbi Ir Chadasha, Tznak, Hakalonot, Ben Milamala, Ben Milamata, Ben Mekadeg, Don Arbamo, Vetoni, Halo Milamalan, Kedei Shelo Yatzitz Vire, Milamata, Shelo Yamod Vire, Mekadeg, Shelo Yafiel, so you see the only problem with Shelo Yafiel? I want to show Dav Shalom. Ach, why a skin on the bomb in that side? The Kama. Oh, my Yavah, come with the Ishabar Nidbach, which made a Rav Kabali Rach of Chalon. Valo made seeds. Om Revzvi, the Madir Kotalo. Vanantan Arba Amod. Lokasha. Kan mi Ruach Achat, kan mi Shtei Ruchot. Tashma. Veta Kotal, mena Maschila Arba Amod, kdei Shezo Kefta Sulam. Taima, mishum Sulam, avu mishum Dav Shalom. אך מהסכין ומהסכילה משופעת, ואם משום דף שהוא, הכל זה בעתי, תותי. עזור הבא לבד רחוב בית. עומר, אנחנו בר יצחק, ומוד הרגון הברדר ויושע, that you cannot prevent רוחלים, if they're Avon men, so then they're חזרו בעיירות, they're traveling around, לא מצי בעת. Even though they're from another city, why? Yamamar Ezra tikelum liyisrael shiroch lemachzirim ba'ayarot kideishu takshitin mitzuyin levdot Yisrael. This is a takana of the sholon of families. It's very important for women to have access to cosmetics all over. And because of that, we want traveling salesmen. What does it say? The Avon man never knocks twice. V'hayimili liyadurim. It's not allowed to set up shop. The other Rabbi Shadol or the other Shadol of Ovadia, Likbui, the Loki Okrata. My time of giving the Rabbanan in Oata Latar to Migir Sai. There were these Dikulai, the Ait Dikulai Lobavel, Oata Blemata, Kama Akvia, Luis, they went to Ravina to try to stop it. To try to stop them from stopping them. Omar Lahu, listen gentlemen, me Alma Oata Lama Lizmanu. But of course that's only Biyumid Ashuka. Below Yumid Ashuka, then they don't have any rights. Ubiyumid Ashuka Nami, Lo Amrina Lizmanu Ashuka. They certainly do not have a right law. Duri law. Anu amurai da aite amra la fum nar. Oto bine mata bekoma akvi aluye. Oto le kamidir of kahana. Omarlo dinahu de ma akvi alai. Omru lay, but if you're going to throw us out of town, we're never going to be able to collect the credit that's due us. Ito na shrak. Omarlo, okay, I'll tell you what. Zilo zavdu shiruch yutaifu until you get paid up. Where you go? Rabini Minada, I take grogrot bisfina. Omale Resh Galuta La Rava Fok Khazib Itsurbi Mirabon and Lunaki Lashuka. Omale Rava La Ravada Baraba Pok Toile Bekankani. Nofakoso Bomine Pure Shabala Kafifa Bitzvikia Dera Peter Imao. Lohava Biada? Omale Mani Rava. Tofakle Bisandale Omale you kidding? But that's none of your business, because me al korcha ana rabcha, and Rava is Rava the rabcha, and because of that, lonaki leishuka, posti grogro today. So he comes to complain with the mitzvah of Yosef. Atal kamer Yosef, I'm like, look at this, chazim mar may of today. I'm like, mandelo shaya lunita the malka the edom, lo nishaya lunitech, dechtiv ko amar Hashem al shlosha pishay Moav yal arba'a. Lo Hashivenu, al sarfo atzmod, melech edom lesin. Nok nafshe, Ravada Barab. So Rabbi Yosef amar, ana nishte, ana lataite. Rabbini min ha'adom amar, ana nishte, the absent broke up to be. Abaye amar, ana nishte, gama lo rabbanan. Ave magrimitu garmi, ve abaye, tu ochal bisra shemena be'rava. Rav Amar Ana Mishte, the Kavi Yosef, the Tafka Mishte Lumtsa. Amalu the Tafke, Ana Shakil Mabisu Mikame, Shame de Rava. The Ana Diftamine. Rudnakum by Yitzchak Amar Ana Mishte. The Rudnakum by Yitzchak Resh Kalahavi. Ko Yuma, Mikame the Nail of Kawa, Maripade, Ravada Maravala Shmartate, Vahada Ayala Kawa. Avu Yuma Naktua, Ravava, Ravun Brevi, Shula Vada Barava, Mishum Dolahavi Bisi Yuma on the Chores. And that's where you learn about Maisa Behema. So, Rule, Emon, Anish Maisa, the Maisa Behema, Echam Rinu Rava, Amalu, Ochi Amar Rava. Oh, what about this? Ah, Ochi Amar Rava. Anyway, by that time, Adochi Nagalei Nakra Yitzchak, he didn't show up. Omele Rabbanu Nakra Yitzchak, Nu, Kum, Nagalan already, it's getting so late, Lama Yatimar. Amalu, why am I sitting? I'm sitting, it's a big funeral coming up, you know, but. Kominati le'arsi ravada baram, adolfi nof akal of the nof hashi ravada baram, umistavra the ravnakum rayitz for country. Misha yakota lo samuch lo kota chavero, lo yismoch lo kota lacher elin ken yirfik mimeno arba amot. Achalonot ben milamalam, ben milamatam, ben genegdan, arba amot. And it's good. So then, if there was a wall there before, it's a kama echisam. Rav Yehuda, no, the first one was also four amos. It means the first one is the one we're talking about. It means above the smoke, lo yismoke, and can you keep him in arba amos? Matkev lo rova. It says in the Mishnah, Misha yakot lo sobech lo kotu chavero katani. So obviously there was already a wall there. Lo marava haki katani. Misha yakot lo sobech lo kotu chavero. Berichu karba amos. And I found. Lo yismocho kotel acher lebkenir chitu min arbaamu. My time. The daf shidocho bale lahata. Amarav lo shonu lo kotel gina lo kotel chatzer. Im bale smoch somech. Rabbi Yoshai omer, echad kotel gina, echad kotel chatzer, im bale smoch enu sanda. From Yitz Bechanini, you should know that they're not arguing. Well, please. Hobi yir yishana, so the ground is settled. But hobi yir chadasha, so that even a kotel chatzer is really not settled yet. Tonight, and the bright explains Tani Allah Milamalan is in order Kedeshlo Yatzit. The year, Milamata is Kedeshlo Yamod. The year, And we connect that is Shelo Yafil. What do we need Shelo Yafil? Time is Shelo Yafil. And we should have Shelo. Oh, the Mayaskinu with the Kotel is Bomin Atzah. The Kama. Oh, my Yevach Mud Ashen. Bar Nidbach. Mishmei Rav. Kimola Rochav. Rochav Achalon. And well, what about the problem of these mazes? Amr Vesidis, Madir Kotel. Vanan Tzlan Arba Mot in the Mishnah. You said the Mishnah is talking about over here. The same case. Lokashik. Ami Rochachat. Kami Shtei Rochot. Tashma, Takotom, and Amatskal Arba Mot. Kedeshi is okay for that Sulam. Time, Mishum Sulam. Avo Mishum Dav Shalom. Akumai Eskinim Amatskilam Mishupahat. Because Davsha there is, but people walk underneath. Akazivasi to take.